Welcome back to another season of the HMS Podcast. We are looking forward to the 2022-2023 school year. We will have new guests. We will have some old guests. We will have some new ideas. If any of you have some fun ideas for the podcast, if you have some talent that you'd like to share, we would love to have you join us on the HMS Podcast. It's going to be a great school year. Here is the next episode of the HMS Podcast. Go Scots! Welcome back to the HMS Podcast. I'm excited to be joined today by sixth grader Layla Frederick. Layla, thanks for joining me.
No problem.
So let's get right to it. So you are a sixth grade student at Highland Middle School, obviously, but tell us all about yourself, your family, your hobbies, pets.
So I have two siblings, my brother Gage Frederick, he's in seventh grade, and then my sister Sandra Frederick, she's in first grade. And then mom and dad, and I have two dogs, Luca and Duke, several cats. We have cows and chickens. I like softball.
All right,
flute.
And you play, okay, there's a lot to unpack there. So let's start with, all right, so you've got an older brother and a younger sister. So your brother is in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
When you were getting ready to start middle school, did he give you any advice when you were getting ready to start?
No, not really.
No? Come on, Gage, if you're listening, help a sister out here. So you've had to learn all this on your own, huh?
Kind of. He told me about the teachers.
Okay. All right. Hopefully he gave you some good advice.
Yeah.
So what has been like the maybe the biggest surprise you've had at middle school? Any surprises?
Not yet.
Well, that's good. What were you worried about when you first started middle school? Anything in particular?
Getting lost.
Have you got lost yet?
No.
I think the building is kind of easy to figure out. So sometimes we may have some fifth grade listeners that are coming over here next year.
Mm-hmm.
Would you tell them to like not worry about getting lost?
Yeah.
Okay. So you then also mentioned your younger sister,
mm-hmm.
And how old is she?
7 or 6.
Oh, come on.
I kind of forgot.
Okay.
I think she's 7.
You think she's seven. You're going to get in trouble by that with mom when you get
probably.
Home.
Probably.
So you've got an older brother, younger sister. How do you guys get along?
No.
No?
Really.
We fight a lot?
Yeah.
Okay. I have 4 kids of my own, and they fight a lot, too.
We got into an argument last night, too,
and
my sister.
Okay. Well, hopefully it resolved itself, and we were good this morning.
Yeah.
Good. That's what happens with siblings, right? We love each other, but we fight with each other.
Yeah.
So, two dogs.
Mm-hmm.
What are your dogs' names?
Luca is a German Shepherd, and then Duke is a Lab.
Luca and Duke. So, I'm glad you shared what types of dogs, because I know Miss Thompson would want to know what type of dogs that you have, because she's a dog person. How long have you had Luca and Duke?
Luca, we've had him for, I think, a year. And then Duke, I don't even know. We've had him for a while.
How many cats do you have? Sounds like a lot.
Yeah. Maybe 7.
Okay.
Most of them are outside, and then we have 2 barn cats.
Okay. And cows and chickens.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure that with the dogs and the cats and the cows and the chickens, you have some type of chores that you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the chores that you have to do.
I have to do the chickens because they're mine. And then there's also 4 ducks. One's a baby, though.
Okay. I want you to explain this to me like I have no clue when it comes to farm animals, because I don't have any clue. When you say you have to, you're in charge of the chickens, what all does that mean?
Water them, feed them, like make sure they're warm because it's really cold out. And, yeah.
Do you collect eggs?
Mm-hmm.
How often?
I try to do it every day, but it doesn't work.
Doesn't work always every day?
No.
Have you and your family gotten pretty creative in different recipes or different things to try with eggs? Or do you sell your eggs?
I want to sell them, but we haven't had enough. We used to have a lot, and then something, got them.
Something got
them. So now we have one, and we're trying to hatch them to get more.
Gotcha. So do you do your chores with the chickens before school, after school? Like, tell me about your process.
I usually do it after school, and then when my dad wakes up, he'll do them in the morning because I don't have enough time to do them in the morning.
You ride the bus in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
You told us about playing the flute, mm-hmm, and playing softball. So you got a lot going on. One of the things that middle school students, I think, sometimes struggle with the most is time management. You've got all of these different things to do, but it sounds like you're able to function with a lot of things. How do you stay organized?
My parents.
How do they help you?
Well, so this year I didn't do fall ball, and then with all the band concerts and stuff, I don't know how we're gonna do that, but.
So does mom have like a calendar, or dad keep a calendar of
all
your
activities?
Yeah, we
have one on the fridge. Mm-hmm. But right now there's nothing like softball related on there because I didn't do softball.
So you'll play softball next spring.
Mm-hmm.
How did the band concert go this week?
It went well.
Do you enjoy playing the flute?
Mm-hmm.
What's been the best part about learning to play the flute?
Practicing with my friend, and Miss Faulkner's really nice.
Had you had any experience playing the flute before sixth grade?
No.
And so you're learning to play a completely new instrument, playing songs. Has it been easier than you thought or harder?
Harder.
Why do you say that?
The keys, there's a lot of keys on it, so it's hard to like transition from like one to another. And like getting sound out is really hard too.
When you and your friend practice together, is that here at school, or do you get together outside of school?
We want to get together this weekend and practice, but usually it's in the band room.
One thing that we do at the middle school every spring is we have a talent show. Keep that in mind, you and your friend, if you want to keep practicing. We had some students play a duet last year. It may even have been a flute duet. So we've talked about your outside of school activities, and you're super busy. Tell me about here at school. What's been maybe the biggest adjustment you've had to make coming from elementary school to middle school?
All the classes and how much you have to switch.
What do you think about that?
I like it because I actually get to move around and not just sit in like one room. It's definitely different.
Do you feel that being organized is really important?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
So you don't like have all these things just coming at you, and like you forget about something, and then the day that it comes, it's like, oh, that's today, and it's.
Sorry, we had some technical difficulties there. Sorry, Layla. So, do you have a certain way that you stay organized?
Not really, but I have a calendar, and I like to check that like every day to make sure I don't have anything like coming up.
That's a great strategy. Do you use your agenda?
Yeah.
So is the calendar separate from the agenda?
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. That's really good. So if some fifth graders are listening, and again, your first piece of advice was like, don't stress about getting lost in the building. What other advice would you give to sixth graders as they're thinking about coming to middle school?
The teachers are really nice. It's easier than you think it is, probably. And
I bet staying organized is helpful with that.
Yeah. If you do your work, you'll be on everybody's good side, probably.
There we go. That's pretty good advice. So, Layla, when we started this podcast, it was in March of 2020. and you would have been in third grade when we went to shut down for COVID. And then fourth grade, we were hybrid, if you remember that. And then last year, we were back to normal. Do you have any memories, or does anything stand out to you from learning at home or being on hybrid? Like, what was that like for you?
It was horrible.
Why?
I just didn't like it. It was hard to keep track of everything because I was a third grader and a fourth grader. Like, it was just complicated because I had all this stuff to do online, and, like, I could never find the papers I needed.
And you had your siblings at home with you all the time, too. So would I be correct in saying that you are glad that we are back at school?
Yes.
Very good. One last question.
Okay.
So this is a question. I'm kind of thinking about this as we're sitting here. Do you watch TV, or do you watch videos or anything?
Mm-hmm.
What is one TV show that you would recommend to a fellow student? And I threw you for a loop on this one. I did not prepare her for this, folks, so she's having to think. What's your favorite TV show? Or favorite movie? Maybe that's a better one.
Hocus Pocus.
Hocus Pocus.
The first one is
the
way
first
better than
Hocus
the second.
Hocus Pocus is better than the second. I've heard mixed reviews. Especially now that it's October and coming up on Halloween, would you recommend that people watch Hocus Pocus?
Yes.
Why is it so good?
I don't know. I just get into it a lot.
Do you like Halloween?
Mm-hmm.
Are you looking forward to trick-or-treating? What are you going to dress up as?
So, me and my friend that plays flute with me, we here at school, we want to do Lilo and Stitch. And then outside of school, when we went trick-or-treating at the Cardinal Center, I was a nerd.
Okay. Well, I look forward to it. So, students that are listening, on Friday, October 28th, you'll be able to wear your costumes to school. So I'll be on the lookout for Layla. Layla Frederick, sixth grader, thank you so much for joining me on the HMS podcast.
No problem.
Thank you once again for tuning in to the HMS podcast. If you have ideas for a future episode, or if you would like to be interviewed in a future episode, please contact me, Mr. Bradley, in the middle school office. I would love to have you join us. In the meantime, continue to make choices that are honorable, mindful, and self-aware. We look forward to seeing you next time. Go Scots!